ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. ஓம் வாங் மே மனசி பிரதிஷ்டிதா மனோ மே வாசி பிரதிஷ்டிதம் ஆவிராவீர்மயேதீம் வேதஸ்ய ம ஆணி ஸ்தஹ ஸ்ருதம் மே மா பிரஹாசீஹி அனேனாதீதேனாஹோராத்ரான் சந்ததாமி ருதம் வதிஷ்யாமி சத்யம் வதிஷ்யாமி தன்மாமவது தத்வக்தாரமவது அவது மாம் அவது வக்தாரம் அவது வக்தாரம். ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. சாப்டர் 1 கண்டா செக்ஷன் 2 மந்த்ராஸ் 1-3. தாயா தாயே தாதேவதா ஸ்ருஷ்டாஹ அஸ்மின் மகத்யர்ணவே ப்ராபதன் தம் அசனாயா பிபாசாப்யாம் அன்பவார்ஜத் தாயே நமப்ருவன் ஆயதனம் ந ப்ரஜானீஹி யஸ்மின் ப்ரதிஷ்டிதா அன்னமதாமேதி தாப்யோ காமானயத் யத்தா அப்ருவன் வைநோயமலமிதி தாப்யோ அஸ்வமானயத் தா அப்ருவன் ந வைநோயமலமிதி தாப்ய புருஷமானயத் தா அப்ருவன் சுக்ருதம் வதேதி புருஷோ வாவ சுக்ருதம் தா அப்ரவீத் யதாயதனம் ப்ரவிஷதேதி. ஸோ வி சா இன் தி லாஸ்ட் வெபினார் தட் தி லார்ட் கேவ் இந்திரியாஸ் அண்ட் தி கரஸ்பாண்டிங் ப்ரிசைடிங் டெய்டிஸ் ஆர் தேவதாஸ். திஸ் வி ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி சீன் இன் தத்துவபோதா ஃபார் எவ்வரி ஆர்கன் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன். ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள் இஃப் யூ டேக் தி ஐ த ஃபிசிக்கல் ஐ இஸ் கால்ட் கோலகம் அண்ட் தி பவர் பிஹைண்ட் சைட் தி ஐ சைட் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் சக்ஷூர் இந்திரியம். And for every indriyam, there is, for every corresponding individual, there is a total, corresponding total, samashti, the vyashti and samashti. And we have a devata presiding over each indriyam also. So these are all concepts which I just mentioned in the previous webinar. So now, the manushya shariram is what was now liked by this, whatever creation it is. So, the Lord also asked them, all the Indriyas and the Devatas, to occupy their respective positions in order. Understand, these are all creation. We are talking about Srishti now, creation. So, and that is said in mantras 1-1 to 1-3, and we just read just now. So, Tha Abravid, Lord addressed those Devatas, all those Devatas, presiding Devatas. What did he say? யதாயதனம் பிரவிஷத்து இதி யதாயதனம் அக்கார்டிங் டு யுவர் அலோகேட்டட் லொக்கேஷன் அக்கார்டிங் டு யுவர் ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள் இஃப் இட்ஸ் அ ஹோட்டல் ஆர் சம்திங் அக்கார்டிங் டு யுவர் ரூம் நம்பர் ஆயத்தனம் லொக்கேஷன் மே யூ ஆல் கோ அண்ட் ஆக்யூபை இன் திஸ் பாடி. ஸோ கோலகம் ஆயத்தனம் அக்கார்டிங் டு அலாட்டட் லொக்கேஷன்ஸ் பிரவிஷத்து மே யூ என்டர் இதி சுக்ருதம் All of them in line, not in any haphazard order. In that order, the Chakshurindriyam should go to the Golakam corresponding to I. So, likewise for every other Indriyam. And each one entering and occupying its position. And how did they occupy? There was a list and that list is given in the next mantra that we will read now. Agnirvag bhutva mukham pravishate. Many of these mantras you may be able to directly understand also because they are very, very simple Sanskrit. Vayuhu prano bhutva nasike pravishat adityas chakshur bhutva akshini pravishat dishaha shrotram bhutva karnau pravishan oshadi vanaspatayo lomani bhutva tvacham pravishat சந்திரமா மனோ பூத்வா ஹிருதயம் பிராவிஷத் மிருத்யுர் அபானோ பூத்வா நாபிம் பிராவிஷத் ఆపో రేతో భూత్వా శిష్ణం ప్రావిశత్. సో అగ్నిహి వాగ్ భూత్వా ముఖం ప్రావిశత్. అగ్నిహి రెఫర్స్ టు అగ్నిదేవత. వాగ్ భూత్వా జాయినింగ్ ది వాగ్ ఇంద్రియ ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్ అగ్నిదేవత అండ్ ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్ బికాస్ అగ్ని ఈజ్ ద ప్రిసైడింగ్ డేటీ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్ వాచో దేవత వన్నిహి ఇన్ తెద్దుబోధ వి ఎల్రెడీ సా. సో దిస్ అగ్నిదేవత వాక్ అంతర్భూత్వా ఆక్యుపయింగ్ ఆర్ అలాంగ్ విత్ వాగ్ ఇంద్రియం ముఖం ప్రావిశత్ ఎంటర్డ్ ది మౌత్. సో అగ్నిదేవత అలాంగ్ విత్ ది వాగ్ ఇంద్రియం ఎంటర్డ్ ది మౌత్. దేర్ఫోర్ ఇన్ మౌత్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ వాగ్ ఇంద్రియం ఇస్ దేర్, అగ్నిదేవత ఆల్సో ఇస్ దేర్ in speech. You know, normally say, they say, you know, when he talk, you know, there is the, you know, the all these sparks of fire, they come when he speaks. That's what this means, occupying. Therefore, in mouth, not only Vagindriyam is there, Agni Devata also is there. And that is why in Vishnu Sahasranama also, in the Dhyana Shloka, Bhupadav Yasyanabir Vedasuranilas Chandrasuryav Chanetre Karnavasa Shirobdyor Mukhamapi Dahano Dahana Shakti. That is the fire principle. So in Vishwarupa Darshanam also, the mouth has got what? Agni Tattvam in Bhagavad Gita. That is why in the 11th chapter, Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga, all the Kauravas, they entered what? The fiery mouth of the Lord. Why the word fiery is used? Because fire is the presiding deity of the organ of speech. Therefore, Agnihi Vagbhutva Mukham Pravishat. Mukham means mouth. Similarly, Vayuhu, the Vayu, Pranobhutva, Vayu is Devata, and Pranaha is the Indriya. So here the word Prana, it means the smelling organ. It is not the Prana Shakti, it is not the Prana Apana and all. It is the smelling organ, the organ of Granam, Nashike Pravishate, entered the nostrils, the smelling organ. And Pravishate, again Adityaha, Chakshurbhutva, the Surya Devata, Aditya. Chakshur Bhutva, here Bhutva again that must be translated as along with Chakshuhu. Antar Bhutva Ityarthaha. So Chakshushartha along with the eye, Akshini Pravishate, the physical part of the eyes, entered into the eyes, the Golakam. So entering along with the Devata of sight. Then Oshadi Vanaspatayaha. Lomani Bhutva, all the Oshadi Vanaspatayas, again, all these, you know, plants and trees and all them. So, again, Devatas, the preceding Devatas. So, to be precise, the Vayu Devatas, Lomani Bhutva, Lomani literally means the hair. So, here we should take it as Sparsha Indriyam, not literally this hair, Sparsha Indriyam, the sense of touch, the organ of touch. So, the sense of touch along with Tvacham Pravishati. Entered the Tvacham, Tvak refers to the physical skin. So entered the physical skin, the Golakam. And then the Chandrama, Mano Bhutva, Hridayam Pravishate. The moon, Chandrama, along with the mind, Mano Bhutva, the Hridayam Pravishate, entered the heart. And Mrityuhu, Apano Bhutva, Nabim Pravishate. Mrityu Devata, Yamadharma Raja. Apanaha here means the organ of excretion, payur indriyam apanaha. So payuhu indriyam bhutva nabim pravishate, the navel, entered into the navel. Apaha reto bhutva shishnam pravishate. Apaha means the waters. Devata, varuna devata for the waters. Retaha bhutva, retaha refers to the organ of reproduction. The reproductive power. Upasthendriyam bhutva. Shishnam pravishate entered the reproductive organ. So all the organs have been now occupied in their respective positions of the Virat Shariram. If you remember that Virat Shariram. And if they are there by themselves, then there is no samsara at all. They are all just there. So no interest. Because there will be no desires for them. But the problem is what? Hunger and thirst also entered along with them in their respective positions. Like for example, the baby, when it comes out, it immediately cries. It is hungry for milk. So what did they ask the Lord all these various things? Next mantra. Tam ashanaya pipase abhrutam avabhyam abhiprajani hiti te abravit yetasu eva vam devatasu abhajam yetasu bhaginyau karomiti tasmat yasyai kasyai cha devatayai havirgrihyate bhaginyave vasyam ashanaya pipase bhavatah. All great imaginations. Tam ashanaya pipase abrutam. Hunger and thirst. Ashanaya pipase means hunger and thirst. They asked tam ishwaram. Tam ishwaram abrutam. They asked the Lord. These are all actually stories, as I told. The message only we should be interested in. That is different. And what did they say? Avabhyam abhiprajanihi. Avabhyam, for us. For us means what? Both the hunger and thirst. For us, give some place. They ask the Lord. All the other organs all have gone to their places. What about us? So abhiprajanihi means vidasva, allot. May you allot. May you allot a place for us also, for both hunger and thirst. Then te abravit. Ishwaraha here is the subject. So that we have to supply. It is not mentioned here. Te refers to the object, referring to what? Ashanaya pipase. So the hunger and thirst. So Ishwara addressed hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst made the appeal to the Lord. So Ishwara now addressed both hunger and thirst. And what did he say? Yetasu eva devatasu vam abhajami. I am allotting a place for you along with the devatas. May you have sharing accommodation. I am not giving you a separate accommodation. You may have a sharing accommodation along with the devatas. No separate place for you. Yetasu devatasu. Along with the devatas. And vam. Vam means, again, you two, both of you. Abhajami. Vrittim karomi. I am giving livelihood along with the devatas for both of you. And therefore, what should you do? Yetasu bhaginyau karomiti. Whatever the devatas and the sense organs they receive, may you have a share for them also. That is what? Whatever is offered to them will belong to you also. That is hunger and thirst. So, where are hunger and thirst now? All over. Where there is not there. Because water, for example, if you take water, water is required all over. Every chemical activity in the body is taking place in the medium of water alone. And not only that, it is necessary for all the devatas. Since without food, no organ can function. Therefore, hunger and thirst, they live along with all devatas. That is point number one. And the second thing is, hunger and thirst include that of every organ. For example, when the thirst of the eye is quenched by some form or some color, then Ashanaya Pipasa Devata, which is situated in the eye, the deity responsible for hunger and thirst, which is situated in the eye, that is satisfied. Correspondingly, for every organ, hearing, for music, shabda, when the ears hear the pleasing sound, it is satisfied. So what happens now? Tasmat yasyai kasyai cha devatayai havihi grihyate. That is, whenever we offer an oblation, havihi means an oblation, to any devata, then that oblation, that havihi, will go not only to the devata, ashanaya pipase bhaginyo bhavataha. Hunger and thirst become shareholders of that oblation also. Bhaginyo means literally shareholders. Bhagaha asya asti iti bhagini. Strilingam so bhagini. And here, what is meant by havihi, the oblation or offering? We are not talking about the ritualistic offering like, a ghee or any of those. When any sense organ is enjoying anything, what if your eyes are, enjoying some form, ears are enjoying some beautiful music. So when any sense organ is enjoying anything, that becomes the oblation for that organ. That is, shabdam becomes the havihi for the shrotrendriyam. Sparsha, the touch, for the skin, thak. Feelings, emotions, for the mind. So with this, the hunger, thirst creation and devata's entry have been set. So what are the srishtis now we have seen so far? First the loka srishti, then virat sharira srishti called brahmandam. Thereafter, we saw the Devata, Indriya Srishti together. And then the next level was Sharira Srishti, the Virat Shariram, and the Stula Shariram. Now, what is going to be the final Srishti? All these we have seen already. What is going to be the final Srishti now? Now that hunger and thirst are there must be food for all of them. Anna Srishti, that has to come logically. And that is going to be said in the next section, section 3. Let us read. First mantra of section 3. Sa ikshata imenu lokascha lokapalascha anname bhyapsrijayiti sopobhyatapate tabhyaha abhitaptabhyaha murtirajayata yavaisa murtihi ajayata annam vaitat tadenadabhisrishtam parang atyajigagumsat. We will not read the full line there. Up to here we will see and then we will continue. Now we are getting what? Anna Srishti, the food. For that also the Lord has to visualize. Now understand, everything is all inert only. Chaitanyam, Brahman alone is there. All others, these things are all the Virat Shariram. Only inert material is there. So the Lord, now he has to visualize what are the logical things that are needed. So he visualized the need for annam. So at every stage, visualization is set here to clarify that nothing can be created by itself. These are all very important concepts in our Vedanta. Nothing can be created by itself. As we said, we don't believe in the evolution theory at all, Darwinian evolution and all. We believe in the evolution of species, but the evolution theory says that it naturally happens. That is the part that we don't accept. Natural selection of species. So the environmental condition will determine the growth, the skin, the hair. That's what they say. If it is a hot climate, automatically the skin becomes black, for example, as in Africa. If it is a cold climate, it becomes white, as in Europe and other places. Or if it is in between, it will be like us, the brown people. Somebody called it as the copper-colored people. And the hair will be more dense and all if protection is necessary for the skull. So thus it looks like very logical that every species, its growth, its makeup, they all seem to be determined by the environment. That means what we need is an environment and beings, and there is no need for an intelligent being at all. That's how it appears. So in Darwinian theory, there is no scope for Ishvara at all. That is why the church and Darwinian theory, they came to loggerheads all the time. To avoid this problem, our Upanishads, they say, in between, sa ikshata everywhere. If you see, many times we are going to read this particular term, sa ikshata. It should be aikshata, it's ikshata. So, to demolish that theory only. So, in Sanskrit, we call this theory as swabhava vadaha. Swabhava vadaha, everything comes of its own naturally. Swabhava vadaha. Just as for example, the Big Bang theory. There was a big explosion. Then the situation was very conducive for the formation of proteins and all that. Then one day came suddenly human beings by chance. Now imagine. Actually, that's why someone, they made a small calculation kind of thing. They took a box and put some coins or some tokens in a box. And they numbered them 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 10. And then they take the first token. And what are the chances that the first token to be 1? 1 out of 10. Then they put it back. Now they want to take 2. In that order, 1 and 2. And what are the chances? 1 in 100. Then if it is to be 1, 2 and 3, it will be 1 in 1,000. And if all the 10 have to be in that order, it should be followed by 10 zeros. So if first, just for 10 numbers, 10 members, if that is the chance, think of the arrangement of human species alone. If it has to happen in this manner, it requires trillions and trillions of years. Even then, there will be only a question mark. Therefore, our Shastras do not accept this natural happening. And how to indicate that? The Upanishad everywhere says, Sa Ikshata, Lord observed. And the Lord can do, because the Lord is defined as whom? Yes, Sarvajna Sarvavit, Yasya Jnanamayam Tapaha, తస్మాత్ ఏతద్ బ్రహ్మనామ రూపమన్నం చ జాయతే. దిస్ ఈస్ నాట్ భగవద్గీత శ్లోక, దిస్ ఈస్ ఫ్రమ్ ముండక ఉపనిషత్. ఈవెన్ దో ఐ రిసైటెడ్ ఇట్ లైక్ భగవద్గీత శ్లోక, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫ్రమ్ ముండక ఉపనిషత్. యహ సర్వజ్ఞ సర్వవిత్, ద లార్డ్ సర్వజ్ఞ, హీ నోస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, హీ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, వెరీ నాలెడ్జబుల్. సో హియర్ ఆల్సో ద లార్డ్ విజువలైజ్డ్ స ఈక్షత, అండ్ వాట్ డిడ్ హీ విజువలైజ్? ఇమేను లోకాశ్చ లోకపాలాశ్చ. హియర్ ఐ హ్యావ్ క్రియేటెడ్ ద లోకాస్, ఆల్ ది 14 లోకాస్, అండ్ లోకపాలాస్ ది గార్డియన్ డైటీస్. దర్ఫోర్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై అశనాయ పిపాసే, హంగర్ అండ్ థర్స్ట్, అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఆల్సో సప్లైస్ ఐఎమ్ పురుష, ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీస్ ఆల్సో ఐ హ్యావ్ క్రియేటెడ్. బాడీస్ ఆర్ దేర్, హంగర్ ఇస్ దేర్, థర్స్ట్ ఇస్ దేర్, అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ నౌ నీడెడ్? ద లార్డ్ సేస్ ఏభ్య అన్నం సృజై ఇతి. ఫార్ దీస్ హంగ్రీ పీపుల్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ దీస్ బాడీస్ ఆర్ దే, దే హవ్ గాట్ హంగర్ అండ్ థర్స్ట్. సో ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ హంగ్రీ థర్స్టీ బాడీస్ మే ఐ క్రియేట్ అన్నం, ద ఫుడ్. ఇన్ షార్ట్, ఇఫ్ యూ అనలైజ్ ద ఆర్డర్ నౌ, దర్ ఇస్ భోక్త, భోగ కరణం అండ్ భోగ విషయాస్. కరణ మీన్స్ ది ఎక్విప్మెంట్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ అండ్ విషయాస్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్. సో భోక్త ఇస్ నాట్ సెట్ ఎట్, ఇస్ నాట్ కమ్ ఎట్, వీ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ. కరణంస్ ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్, ఆల్ ది ఎక్విప్మెంట్స్ ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్, అండ్ నౌ కర్మ ఈస్ టు బి క్రియేటెడ్. ది ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ ఇస్ క్రియేటెడ్, నౌ ద ఆబ్జెక్ట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి క్రియేటెడ్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ ద డిజైర్ టు లైక్ అండ్ ఆల్ విల్ కమ్. అండ్ హియర్ వీ షుడ్ సీ ది డెవలప్మెంట్, బికాస్ టిల్ నౌ ద జీవ హ్యాస్ నాట్ కమ్ అట్ ఆల్. నౌ అండర్స్టాండ్, దర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్, ది ఎంటైర్ కాస్మిక్ సిస్టమ్, ఓన్లీ ది పరమాత్మ ఈస్ దేర్ అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్. సో ద జీవ హ్యాస్ నాట్ కమ్ ఎట్, జీవాత్మ హ్యాస్ నాట్ కమ్ అట్ ఆల్, చైతన్యం హ్యాస్ నాట్ కమ్ ఇన్ ద వే వీ ఇంటర్ప్రెట్ చైతన్యం నౌ. సో వీ షుడ్ ఇమాజిన్ దెమ్ ఆల్ టు బి లైక్, ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ స్టాచ్యూస్, ఫిజికల్ ఎక్విప్మెంట్ హ్యావ్ కమ్, ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఈటింగ్ హ్యావ్ కమ్, బట్ హూ ఇస్ ద వన్ టు ఈట్? దాట్ ఇండివిజువల్, దాట్ ఓనర్, దాట్ పురస్వామి. వీ ఆల్రెడీ ఆర్ ఫెమిలియర్ విత్ ద టర్మ్ పురస్వామి. నవద్వారే పురే దేహి, దట్ పురస్వామి హ్యాస్ నాట్ బిన్ క్రియేటెడ్ యట్. దాట్ అలోన్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ద క్రూషియల్ క్రియేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి డిస్కస్ లేటర్. ద లార్డ్ విల్ థింక్ హూ విల్ యూటిలైజ్ ద ఇంద్రియాస్ టు ఈట్, హూ విల్ మేక్ యూస్ ఆఫ్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్, అండ్ సిన్స్ ద చైతన్యం ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్, ఫిజికల్ బాడీస్, ఇంద్రియాస్, దే ఆర్ నథింగ్ బట్ మ్యాటర్, ఇనర్ట్. అండ్ సీయింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్, ద లార్డ్ హ్యాస్ టు ఎంటర్ హ్యాస్ జీవాత్మ ఇన్ దెమ్. దర్ఫోర్ జీవాత్మ ది భోక్త, ద ఎంజాయర్, ద ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ హ్యాస్ నాట్ కమ్ ఎట్. నౌ ద క్వశ్చన్ విల్ బి వాట్, ఇఫ్ ద భోక్త హ్యాస్ టు కమ్ అండ్ ఓన్లీ ది భోగా అండ్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్, ద భోగా ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ అండ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, హౌ క్యాన్ దెన్ దే స్పీక్? ద ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ అండ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ కెనాట్ స్పీక్. సో ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ది స్పీకింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దే కెనాట్. సో దే ఆర్ ఓన్లీ స్టోరీ హియర్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ అన్ ఇమాజినరీ డైలాగ్. ఎనీథింగ్ క్రియేటెడ్ టిల్ నౌ ఈస్ ఇనర్ట్ ఇన్ నేచర్. అగ్నిదేవత, అగ్నిదేవత ఈజ్ టోటల్ మ్యాటర్, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఇనర్ట్. సిమిలర్లీ వాగ్ ఇంద్రియం ఈజ్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఇనర్ట్. దస్ గోళకంస్, ఇంద్రియంస్, దేవతాస్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆర్ ఇనర్ట్. దట్స్ వాట్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ క్రియేటెడ్ నౌ, అండ్ దర్ స్పీకింగ్ ఈజ్ ఇమాజినరీ ఓన్లీ. So finally the Lord will think, okay, all creations have come but no one to enjoy them. Therefore what will I do? I myself will occupy them. So having the Jiva Ishwara Aikyam in mind, the Lord said he himself will enter into them. So we should remember, Bhokta has not come yet. Annam Ebhyaha Shrija Iti. Saha Abhyatapat Ishwaraha సహారపతి ఈశ్వర, హీ డిడ్ తపస్ ఆఫ్ విజువలైజేషన్, బట్ హిస్ విజువలైజేషన్ తపస్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ మియర్ సంకల్ప, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ అ బిగ్ తపస్ లైక్ ఎనిబడి ఎల్స్, ఇట్స్ అ సంకల్ప, మియర్ సంకల్ప. సో సంకల్పం కృతవాన్, హీ విజువలైజ్, ద లార్డ్ విజువలైజ్డ్, మెడిటేటెడ్ అపాన్ ఆపహ ద వాటర్స్. హియర్ వాటర్ ఇండికేట్స్ ది పంచభూతాన్ని, ఈవెన్ దో వాటర్ అలోన్ ఇస్ మెన్షన్డ్, ఇట్ ఇండికేట్స్ ఆల్ ది ఫైవ్ పంచభూతాస్. సో హీ మెడిటేటెడ్ అపాన్ ద పంచభూతాస్. Since annam is necessary for all these people, then what happened? Because of the mere sankalpa of the Lord, the panja bhutas got converted. This is an automatic cooking process that took place. And what came out of that? Thabhyaha abhitap thabhyaha. From the waters which were thought by the Lord, the panja bhutas, ఆపహ ఆపహ ఇస్ స్త్రీలింగ బహువచనం. సో తాభ్య అభిత తాభ్య సో మీన్స్ అద్భ్య ఇత్యర్థ. సో మూర్తి అజాయత ఫ్రమ్ ద వాటర్స్ సాలిడ్ ఫుడ్. మూర్తి మీన్స్ హియర్ సాలిడ్ ఫుడ్. సాలిడ్ ఫుడ్ ఎనీథింగ్ విత్ ద ఫార్మ్ అండ్ షేప్ ఇస్ అ మూర్తి. సాలిడ్ ఫుడ్ వాస్ బాండ్. సో ది ఉపనిషత్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ టెల్స్ యా వై సా మూర్తి అజాయత తద్వై అన్నం. వాట్ ఎవర్ షేప్డ్ థింగ్ మూర్తి మీన్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ షేప్డ్ థింగ్ మూర్తి వాస్ బాండ్ దాట్ ఈస్ నోన్ యాజ్ అన్నం. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ లైక్ వ్రీహి యవాది ఆల్ దిస్ రూపేణ వేరియస్ ది గ్రెయిన్స్ లైక్ రైస్ అండ్ బార్లీ వీట్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. ఓకే అండ్ అగైన్ ది ఇమాజినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపనిషత్ గోస్ ఈవెన్ ఫర్దర్. తదేన దభి సృష్టం పరాంగ్ అత్య జిగాంసత్. ఇట్స్ అనదర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఇమాజినేషన్. డోంట్ టేక్ ఇట్ ఆల్ లిటరలీ అట్ ఆల్. వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్ ఇట్ సీమ్స్ వన్స్ ది అన్నం ఇస్ క్రియేటెడ్ ఫుడ్ ఇస్ క్రియేటెడ్ ఇట్ విల్ బి ఈటన్ అవే బై ది అశనాయ పిపాస బికాస్ ఆల్ దిస్ ది హంగర్ అండ్ థర్స్ట్ విల్ ఈట్ దమ్ అవే. హంగర్ అండ్ థర్స్ట్ అండ్ ది కరణమ్స్. సో వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్ అన్నం గాట్ ఫ్రైటెండ్ యాజ్ ఇట్ వర్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు ఈట్ వన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ క్రియేటెడ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆర్ రెడీ టు ఈట్ దమ్. గ్రాబ్ దమ్. సో అన్నం ఫుడ్ గాట్ ఫ్రైటెండ్ అండ్ వాట్ ఇట్ డూ వాట్ ఇట్ ఇట్ డూ ఇట్ స్టార్టెడ్ టు రన్ లైక్ ద మౌస్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. మౌస్ ఇస్ ద ఫుడ్ ఫర్ అ క్యాట్. సో ద మోమెంట్ ద క్యాట్ ఇస్ సీన్ ద మౌస్ రన్స్ అవే వెన్ ద క్యాట్ కమ్స్. సిమిలర్లీ అన్నం స్టార్టెడ్ టు రన్ అవే అండ్ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్ ఎవ్రీ ఆర్గన్ బికాస్ హంగర్ థర్స్ట్ దే ఆర్ డ్రివన్ బై దెమ్ దే ర్యాన్ టు క్యాచ్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ అన్నం దట్ ఫుడ్ దే ఆల్ ర్యాన్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఫెయిల్డ్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ వన్ విచ్ అలోన్ సక్సీడెడ్ ఆల్ ది ఇంద్రియాస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ర్యాన్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ ఓన్లీ వన్ సక్సీడెడ్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్ ద మౌత్ అండ్ దాట్ ఈస్ ద స్టోరీ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. సో ఆనందగిరి యూనో కమెంటరీ హీ రైట్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ శంకరాచార్య రైట్స్ అ కమెంటరీ ఇన్ అ వెరీ వెరీ సింపుల్ మ్యానర్ ఫర్ దిస్ బట్ ఫర్ పీపుల్ లైక్ అస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దట్ ఈజీ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. సో ఆనందగిరి హీ గేవ్ అ కామెంటరీ టు ద కమెంటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆది శంకరాచార్య అండ్ హీ సేస్ ర్యాన్ అవే మీన్స్ ద ఫుడ్. వాట్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్. ద ఫుడ్ డస్ నాట్ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ అవర్ సిస్టమ్ దట్స్ వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్. ర్యాన్ అవే మీన్స్ ద ఫుడ్ డస్ నాట్ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ అవర్ సిస్టమ్ ఇట్ రిమైన్స్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ద సిస్టమ్. If one tries to eat, for example, by any other organ other than mouth, the remaining outside is running away. The food remains outside. It cannot enter. I cannot eat the food with my ears or eyes. So let us not imagine all, you know, the IVs of today, saline drops and all, you know, IV feeding. Let us not imagine all that. Normal sense. In the normal sense, food cannot go inside by any other means, inside the body. That is indicated by saying food runs away. తదేన దభి సృష్టం అన్నం. అన్నం షుడ్ బి అండర్స్టూడ్. దిస్ క్రియేటెడ్ అన్నం. పరాంగ్ అత్య జిగాంసత్ ఇట్ ఎస్కేప్డ్ ది అన్నం ఎస్కేప్డ్. దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్ ఈచ్ ఆర్గన్ స్టార్టెడ్ టు రన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఇట్. నౌ లెట్ అస్ రీడ్ దట్ సెక్షన్. ఇట్స్ ఆల్సో వెరీ సింపుల్ సెక్షన్. యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. దర్ ఆర్ కామన్ టర్మ్స్. వన్స్ ఐ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. తద్వాచ జిగృక్షత్ తన్నాశ్నక్నోద్వాజాగృహీతుం స యద్దైనత్ వాచా అగ్రహైష్యత్ అభివ్యాహృత్య హైవ అన్నమత్రప్స్యత్ తత్ ప్రాణేనాజిగృక్షత్ తన్నాశక్నోత్ ప్రాణేనగ్రహీతుం స యద్దైనత్ ప్రాణేన అగ్రహైష్యత్ అభిప్రాణ్యహైవ అన్నమత్రప్స్యత్ తచ్చక్షుషా జిగృక్షత్ తన్నాశక్నోశ్చక్షుషా గ్రహీతుం స యద్దైనత్ చక్షుషా అగ్రహైష్యత్ దృష్ట్వా హైవ అన్నమత్రప్స్యత్ తచ్చ్రోత్రేణా జిగృక్షత్ తన్నాశక్నోశ్రోత్రేణ గ్రహీతుం స యద్దైనత్ శ్రోత్రేణ అగ్రహైష్యత్ శ్రుత్వా హైవ అన్నమత్రప్స్యత్ తద్వచా జిగృక్షత్ తన్నాశక్నోత్ త్వచా గ్రహీతుం స యద్దైనత్ త్వచా అగ్రహైష్యత్ స్పృష్ట్వా హైవ అన్నమత్రప్స్యత్ తన్మనసా జిగృక్షత్ తన్నాశక్తోన్మనసా గ్రహీతుం స యద్దైనత్ మనసా అగ్రహైష్యత్ ధ్యాత్వా హైవ అన్నమత్రప్స్యత్ తచ్చిష్ణేనా జిగృష్ట జిగృష్టత్ தன்னா சக்னோச்சி ஸ்னேன கிரஹீதும் ச யத்தைனத் சிஷ்னேன அக்ரஹைஷ்யத் விஸ்ருஜ்ய ஹைவ அன்னமத்ரப்ஸ்யத் தத் அபானேன அஜிக்ருக்ஷத் ததாவயத் சைஷா அன்னஸ்ய க்ரஹஹ யத்வாயுஹு அன்னாயுர்வா ஏஷ யத்வாயுஹு. பிகாஸ் ஆல் மந்த்ராஸ் ஆர் சிம்பிள் மந்த்ராஸ், ஐ ரெட் த என்டையர் திங். நவ் த உபனிஷத் இஸ் டேக்கிங் அப் ஈச் கரண எக்யூப்மெண்ட் அண்ட் சேஸ் that no other karanam or indriyam could take the annam at all. None of them could take it. And here certain expressions, as you might have heard, they are all repeated. So by just understanding those repetitive expressions, we can understand all the statements quickly. In every sentence, one thing common is what? Ajigrikshate, tried to grab. Tried to grab jigrikshate means that is tried to grab through that respective organ. So, Chakshusha, Shrotrena, by the eye, by ear, they all tried to grab the food. It tried to grasp the annam, and then next common one is Na Ashaknot Grahitum. It was not able to grasp. And then the next portion says Yate Agrahaishyate. If it had grasped, this is hypothetical, if at all the ears had grasped the food to eat through that organ, suppose, then what would have happened? For example, if it's through the eyes or through the ears, then drishtva eva annam, by seeing itself, one would be eating. If food has gone through that, by just mere looking, you would have eaten. It had been through hearing, then by hearing itself, one can, by just hearing the sound annam, by hearing the name idli or dosa or chapati, hunger would go away. Thus, when all the organs failed, at last, apanena, by the apana prana, by the eating power alone, it could eat the annam. And that is the essence of all these words. So, apana prana is that function of vayu, by which it goes down. Ado gamanavan vayuhu. That is apana. Apana vayu is ado gamanavan. That which goes down. The meaning of apana vayu will differ according to the context. For example, when we inhale the air, the air goes through the nostrils down to the lungs. And the inhalation air is called apana vayu because it goes down into the lungs. This is one meaning. Another is, for example, when we eat the food, there is a power by which the swallowing power, the food is pushed down into the stomach. So that is called also apana vayu, the swallowing power. And because of the simple reason, it is functioning downwards. And later, after digestion of the food and all, when the waste is pushed down through the excretory organs, that power is also called apana vayu. So right from the topmost portion of the alimentary canal up to the bottommost portion, every movement is forced by the energy of prana shakti. Now of these three, inhalation vayu, swallowing vayu and excreting vayu, the Upanishad talks about the swallowing vayu here, because of which annam is consumed. To talk about the glory of this apana vayu, the consuming vayu, swallowing vayu, the Upanishad talks about various other organs to show that this is one by which life is going to be sustained. And each of the other organs, they tried to eat food and they all failed. The Upanishad could have just said that all other organs could not do that. But the Upanishad has its own way of enumerating it. It makes it very dramatic and says, Tadvacha ajigrikshate. Ajigrikshate means Tanna ashaknote vacha grahitum. It tried to grasp food through the organ of speech. Tadvacha, organ of speech. But could not. Sa yaddhainate yadvacha agrahikshate. If it could eat the annam through the organ of speech, hypothetically, if it had eaten, then what would have happened? There afterwards, we all would have eaten just by using the organ of speech. That is, by talking annam, 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 we would have been satisfied. Our hunger would have gone away. So, yadi agraishyate. If it could eat, then abhivyahritya enate. By mere utterance of that word annam, atrapsyate, the individual would have been filled with. Atrapsyate, it derived from the root trip. Trip means tripyati. Tripyati means satisfied. So atrapsyate means the jiva would have been satisfied. This is called a conditional mood. In the, of course, we don't, that's out of context. So in the same pattern, we have to read the other ones also. Tad pranena ajigrikshate. Tanna ashaknoti pranena grahitum. He tried to grab food through prana, prana shakti, the grana prana. This is not the other prana, this is a grana prana, smelling, the smelling faculty. It could not. But if it had grabbed fruit through smelling, then the jiva would have been satisfied by Mary merely smelling the food. Similarly, chakshusha, through eyes, shrotrena, through the ears, tvacha, through the organ of touch, tvagindriyam. Then tan manasa, through the mind. So it tried through all these organs, but it failed. It had by mere seeing or hearing or touching or thinking. Then one, if it were all possible, it would have been satisfied. But no. That is why dhyatva. Dhyatva is anna dhyana. By just meditating upon, thinking of anna, my hunger is fulfilled. It does not happen. And finally, tadim shishnena ajigrukshate. Through the organ of procreation, it failed also. If it had worked by mere excretion, vishrujyam atrapsyate. Therefore, of all of them failed, then comes the real hero, the so-called Apana Vayu. Tadim apanena ajigrukshate. Grukshati is derived from the root grak, means to grasp. So, jigrukshati means grahitum icchati. The one, the jigrukshati, desiring to grasp. And this is called the, you know, desiderative usage. He desired to grasp annam through apana. What happened? Tad ayavate. Avayate means it succeeded in taking the annam. Avayate. So, grahya masa, actually it grasped. Therefore, what is the conclusion now? Saha yeshaha annasya grahaha yad vayuhu. So, yad vayuhu, that should be read as yaha apana vayuhu. That which is known as the apana vayu. Saha yeshaha annasya grahaha. That apanavayu alone is known as annasya grahaha grahakaha, the receiver of annam, or eater, or consumer of annam. And anna yurvai yeshaha yadu vayuhu. Yaha yeshaha apanavayu, that which is known as the apanavayu, is therefore called anna ayuhu. This apanavayu is given a title by the Upanishad, anna ayuhu. And what is the meaning of anna ayuhu? It is a peculiar meaning again. Anna dvara ayushaha hetuhu anna ayuhu. That which is the cause of longevity by giving food, annam. Again, we should be very careful. Apana vayu is the cause of longevity. How? Not directly it gives long life. But apana vayu helps one to eat food. And the food is the cause of longevity. Therefore, anna dvara, through annam, ayurhetuhu annayuhu. And that which gives life through annam, food, that is called annayuhu. So, with this, anna srishti also is over. And here we should remember that food is the representative of all the objects of experience in the world. It's a representative. Samasta bhogya prapancha upalakshanam annam. For the entire experiential world, this is only a sample. Therefore, with the word annam, the food, the whole cosmos is included. The bhogya prapancha. Because the entire world is object of experience. Shabda, rupa, rasa, gandha, all of them, objects of experience. Now, with this, the bhogya, bhoga, srishti, both of them are over. But still, nothing is happening. All these are created. Because with these two alone, nothing can happen also. Since the universe is only an achetana prapancham, like statues and annam, what is required? A bhokta must be there. Then only they all can be enjoyed. To use all the karanams, all the equipments and enjoy them, we need a bhokta. He has not come yet. Therefore, now the crucial point comes. Bhoktru praveshaha. How the bhokta comes about. Let us read that section. Sayikshata katham vidham madhrate syaditi sayikshata katharena prapadya iti sayikshata yadi vacha vivyahritam యది ప్రాణేన అభిప్రాణితం యది చక్షుషా దృష్టం యది శ్రోత్రేణ శ్రుతం యది త్వచా స్పృష్టం యది మనసా ధ్యాతం యద్యపానేనాభ్యపానినం యది శిష్ణేన విసృష్టం అత కోహమితి. ది సహా ఈక్షత దట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ సో మెనీ ప్లేసెస్. అస్ ఐ టోల్డ్ ద లార్డ్ హీ విజువలైజ్డ్ బికాస్ అట్ ఈచ్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ ది లార్డ్ డజన్ ఆర్బిటరీ డస్ సంథింగ్. హీ విజువలైజెస్ బిఫోర్ భోగ కరణ సృష్టి హీ విజువలైజ్డ్, బిఫోర్ భోగ్య సృష్టి హీ విజువలైజ్డ్, నా బిఫోర్ భోక్తృ దృష్టి సృష్టి హీ విజువలైజెస్ అగైన్. హౌ హీ విజువలైజ్డ్? సహా ఈక్షత. అండ్ అగైన్ వీ షుడ్ నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ ది ఫస్ట్ సెంటెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపనిషత్. హౌ డు ద ఉపనిషత్ స్టార్ట్? ఆత్మా వా ఇదమగ్ర ఆసీత్. ది ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఉపనిషత్ ఇస్ ఆత్మా. సో ఆల్ ది ప్రొనౌన్స్ సహా, whenever all these pronouns saha comes, that indicates the original atma, the paramatma. So saha paramatma yaha srishtehe pragapi asit, pragapi asit idam sarvam srishtavan saha eva paramatma ikshata. So that paramatma, the one who created all that paramatma ikshata. As I told, ikshata should be aikshata. This is chandasam, this is Vedic grammar, this is allowed. We cannot try to correct these numbers because names, because that is in the Vedam, sometimes such mistakes would be there grammatically, but this is called chandasam, so we cannot correct them because it's the original mantra, but we should understand it like that. Ikshata means aikshata. So aikshata, he visualized. What did he visualize? Madrute idam khatam syat. Without me, madrute, without me, how can all these things function? I have created all these things. How are they going to function? Without me, the touch of consciousness, the touch of life, sentiency, what can the karanam and karma, the bhogyam and bhoga do together? They cannot. Without the touch of me, the bhokta. So it is like, for example, a nice connection of, for example, you connected TV, light, mic and all that thing together. But without power, what is the use of any of them? So without me, the chetana tattvam, chaitanyam, what will these achetana tattvams can do? Iti aikshata. And therefore, the Lord decided to go into every karanam equipment as jivatma. This is how jivatmas come. For the bhoga and bhogya to be useful for vyavahara. So the Lord decided to enter every karanam as the bhoktru chaitanyam, the chidabhasaha. Like what? The dream, for example, dream example, that is very familiar. In the dream, we create a body for ourselves. We create a dream world for ourselves. Thus, our mind gets divided into two things, our body and dream world. But remember, both cannot interact. Our body as the waker's body cannot interact with the dream world and transact with them. So without a sentient being. So what do? Having created a dream body and world, we the wakers ourselves enter the dream world as bhokta, experiencers of dream world. And having become dream bhokta, we use the dream body as the bhoga karana. And we enjoy the dream world. So the bhogyam and the bhogam, they are all created. But the bhokta is not created. The original one, I myself, I take up the role of bhokta in the dream world also. So I, the waker, myself become the dream bhokta, the dream enjoyer. Whereas the bhogyam and bhoga are created. How do you prove it now? How can we prove this? When after some time, when the dream world is resolved, dream bhogyas and dream bhoga karanas, they are all resolved. Whatever the dream experience, everything, they are all resolved. Dream bhokta, the experiencer, that is not destroyed. Because the very same dream experiencer comes back as waker. Therefore, waker alone played the role of dreamer. Dream alone later comes back as waker. So waker and dreamer, they are all identical. So dreamer alone comes back as waker. Waker alone plays the role of dreamer. So dreamer is not created. only dream instrument and the dream world are created. Similarly, here also the Lord creates bhogyam and bhogas, but does not create bhokta, the enjoyer, but only plays the role. Now, Bhagavan had another desire also. Bhagavan has a lot of desires. He should create someone who will be able to know himself. He wanted to create a person like that. So, because now I am the only Chaitanya Tattvam, Lord feels, these are all thinking of the Lord, the Parabrahmam, the story, understand that. I am the only Chaitanya Tattvam. Everything else is Achetanam. They are not sentient. Therefore, other Achetanams cannot know me, the Creator, the Lord. So, the Lord thought, I should create someone who will come to know me. Just like, for example, people, when they give birth to children, for they can be loved, in return later, you show love to your child with the hope the child will love you also sometime. So we ourselves multiply to be loved by our own children. So what did the Lord think? I will enter the instruments as Jivatma. Then the Jivatma will begin to experience the world. And ultimately, initially what the Jivatma will think, I am the body, I am the sense organs, I am the mind. This will be the general confusion for all people. Then what will happen? One day the Jivatma will begin to think, the sense organs are the instruments through which I experience the world. The Jivatma thinks one day, I see through the eyes, I hear through the ears. Therefore, all these are all equipments, instruments that I use. Then who am I? The Jivatma will think one day, I must be the operator of all these instruments. So who am I? These are all, you know, the Brahman's thing, you understand, these are all Brahman things, not this Jivatma is not coming here. Brahman things. So if I become somebody else, if I become a remote star, Jiva will not inquire about it at all. So what will I do? I will enter the very body as the Jiva. That initially he may not think of me. He may think of wife, children and all that. But one day, the Jiva might think, who am I? Who is making use of the body, the mind? And once this question comes, the Jivatma will come to know the Paramatma. So Brahman thought of creating such a situation. Look at the drama. That is what is said here. If you skip the actually first couple of lines, and we'll come back to that after we read the next portion. Yedi vacha abhivyahritam. That onwards we'll see. The previous line later, we'll see. So, sa ikshatam yedi vacha abhivyakritam. If I utter the words through the vagindriyam, then what will happen? Vag will become the karanam. And the karanam will never become karta. It's only an equipment. Karta is different. So, I am the user of vagindriyam. I am myself, not the organ of speech. Similarly, yedi pranena abhipranitam, I breathe through the prana. Again, prana becomes an instrument used by me. I am different from that. Yadi chakshusha drishtam, I see through the eyes. The eyes become karanam, equipment. The beauty is what? All these are in third case. In grammar, they are all in the tritiya vibhakti. So chakshusha, pranena, shrotrena, all of them. So when you put it in the third case, tritiya vibhakti, it is an instrument. So the subject should always be the prathama vibhakti. So whatever is put, that should be first person. So whatever is put in the tritiya vibhakti, third case, that I am not. So chakshusha pashyami. Therefore, what is the conclusion? Chakshuhu karane tritiya tasmat karta na bhavati. I cannot become the karta, because the eyes cannot become karta. It's an instrument. Similarly, vachasa abhivyakritam, vachasa karane, tritiya again, tasmat karta na bhavati. Cannot become the karta, the subject. Then shrotrena shrutam. So shrotram is karanam, the equipment. I am not shrotram. Yadi tvachat sprishtam. If I touch with my skin, I am the user. Skin, the skin is the instrument. I am different from that. Yadi manasa dhyatam. If I think through the mind, manasa dhyatam, whatever thoughts come, They will only be the instrument. I cannot be the thought also. Yadi apanena abhyapanitam. If I eat through the apana vayu, in this context, apana refers to the previous apana, the swallowing vayu, not the exhalation, the swallowing vayu, which we described earlier, the three types of vayu, swallowing vayu. So the apana vayu is an instrument, and I am the user different from that apana vayu also. Similarly, shishnena visrishtam, I excrete through the excretory organs. Again, that is also an instrument only, used by me. Then who am I? This is the fundamental question, which the scientists are also baffled to answer. Because whatever research I do, I can do research on the observed things only. Never do research on the observer, myself. Therefore, many scientists, they tell that the observer will be eternally a mystery, because they don't come to Vedanta. For Vedantins, it is not mystery at all. But for them, for the scientists, not only it is mystery, it will ever be mystery. Because many other things could become observed later also. For example, certain galaxies which are not observed now, they may be observed later. Maybe they may invent much more powerful telescopes. So many other methods of, you know, instruments might come. But there is no scope to observe the observer, the subject. So the scope, telescope and the scope, there is no scope for observing the observer. So he will eternally, the observer will eternally remain the mystery for all the scientists. Therefore, the Jivatma is curious to know, who am I, the observer? So, koham iti. This is the thought of the Jivatma. We have to carefully read this. The Paramatma thinks. The thinking of the Paramatma is, one day the Jivatma will think, koham iti. Paramatma thinks that the Jivatma will think later, sometime. Like this, koham iti. Jivatma, koham iti, chintayet, iti Paramatma ikshata. Paramatma visualized that the Jivatma is one day is going to ask, who am I? So, koham iti. So, Paramatma wanted to become Jivatma for two purposes. Now, if you really look at it, two purposes for which the Paramatma wanted to become Jivatma. One, loka vyavahararartham. And number two, brahma jnanartham. To gain knowledge of Brahman, and another two, loka vyavahara. Now we will go back to the line that we skipped before, because when we read this, we said the first two lines we skipped. So having thought in this manner, having visualized in this manner, the next visualization is what? Sa ikshata katharena prapadya iti. Katharena prapadya iti. Now the Lord thought, sa ikshata, visualized, through which marga, katharena, path, shall I enter the body? So the body created, all the organs are all in place, the devatas are all in place. Now the Lord thinks, how can I enter this body? Through which marga, through which path? Katharena prapadya iti. So katharena margena or dwarena. Through which way shall I enter this body? That is what the Lord thought. Through which marga? As what? Jivatmana. So he wants to enter into the body. Once he enters into the body, it becomes a Jivatma. So Jivatma rupena aham katham pravisheyam. That was the visualization he wants to go through. How can I enter? In what way? So Jivatma rupena aham katham pravisheyam. Iti ikshata. And at last Paramatma decided to enter through what? Through the top of the skull. That is how the Lord thought that is the best place for him to enter into the Jivatma, through the top of the skull, and that is said here, that we will see in the next webinar. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya parasmaheshwarah sri krishna arpanamastu navayana. Okay.